Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, listener. Welcome back with me, Amanda. How are you today? In today's edition, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we're going to present you some segments beginning from news, commentary, as well as other interesting information and, of course, good Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news. Stay tuned to us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz. And don't forget to check our website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian president says that the operation of three special economic zones in the eastern regions for equitable development. Indonesian Ministry of Trade implements the sixth agreed export tonnage scheme, AETS policy, to boost global natural rubber prices. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the operation of three special economic zones in the eastern Indonesian region was aimed at equitable development. Antara reported this was conveyed by President Joko Widodo when inaugurating the operation of the Special Economic Zone of Bitung, Melawi Special Economic Zone, and Morotai Special Economic Zone at Sam Ratulangi Airport, Manado, North Sulawesi on Monday. The President said that the development of economic zone is specially intended to attract investment to Indonesia. The development of special economic zone can also increase the competitiveness of Indonesian products. Global rubber price trend is still in low level. Therefore, in responding to the issue, the Indonesian Trade Ministry, along with two biggest rubber producers, namely Thailand and Malaysia, have started implementing the sixth agreed export tonnage schemes, or AETS. Through the sixth AETS, the three countries agreed to reduce the volume of 240,000 tons rubber export within 4 months. The agreement was established at a special meeting at senior officers of International Tripartite Rubber Council on March 4 to 5, 2019, in Bangkok, Thailand. In a press conference held on Monday, April 1, Head of Trade Review and Development Agency, BP3, at the Ministry of Trade, Kasan, told that Indonesia would reduce the export of natural rubber, 98,160 tons, within 4 months, starting from Monday, April 1, 2019. Insertnya Nuke! Yay!
Sesuai dengan kesepakatan di tingkat menteri waktu itu.
Based on the agreement we made at the ministerial meeting, the range to reduce the rubber export span from 200 to 300,000 tons. Then the three countries would reduce 240,000 tons. The number is set proportionally based on the amount of productions of each country. From 240,000 tons of rubber, 52.6% of it is produced by Thailand, 40.9% produced by Indonesia, and 6.5% by Malaysia. The amount will still be reduced in accordance to the agreement which we have consented. On the same occasion, Deputy for Coordination of International Economic Cooperation at the Ministry of Coordinating Economic Affairs, Rizal Afandi Lukman, told that the trend of global rubber price is affected by different implementation of the scheme in Thailand, which impacted the price to drop to $1.4. The implementation of the sixth agreed export tonnage scheme, AETS, aims to reduce the short-term rubber export. The value of Indonesian rubber export dropped to 9.04% in the period of 2013-2017. However, the export volume did not significantly change. The implementation of AETS has been effectively proven to improve the global rubber price.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's commentary, the topic is Government Council's Regulation Number 210/2018. On December 31, 2008, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati signed the Minister of Finance Regulation Number 210/2018 concerning the tax treatment of trade transactions through electronic system, e-commerce. But on March 29th, 2019, the government announced that they plan to implement the Minister of Finance Regulation number 210 is fully cancelled on April 1, 2019. The reason for the cancellation, according to Minister Sri Mulyani, was the lack of socialization. As a result, many stakeholders misunderstood the regulation, so enough additional time is needed for the socialization. Actually, the policies taken by the government through the Minister of Finance was aimed to create equal treatment between employers through electronic system or e-commerce and conventional one. Although the aim is good, the government through the Minister of Finance does not insist on continuing to implement it as planned. Substantially, the Minister of Finance regulation is intended not to burden e-commerce entrepreneurs. Its contents focus more on regulating general rights and obligations and emphasizing registration as a taxpayer for entrepreneurs. Because many parties do not understand the substance, the polemic still arises. The government does not want the polemic to have a detrimental effect on e-commerce that has been so popular nowadays. Indonesia is the 10th largest country in e-commerce growth, even reaching 78%. The e-commerce sector contribution to the Indonesian economy has the potential to continue to increase as the population increases using the internet and increasing penetration of e-commerce. According to the McKinsey study, in 2022, online trading will create 26 million jobs both directly and indirectly. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, today's commentary entitles Government Cancel Regulation Number 210-2018. It will be presented by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on April the 1st, 1929, which is the birth of Milan Kundera. Milan Kundera, who was born in Brno, Czechoslovakia, is a well-known novelist of Republic of Czech. He has lived in France since 1975 and was naturalized in 1981. Kundera's most known work was The Unbearable Lightness of Being. His books were prohibited by communist regime in Czech until the fall of the regime on Belgrade Revolution in 1989. Kundera lived fully in mystery. He seldom talked in front of the media, and he became the candidate of literary Nobel recipient for many times. The next event was in 1941, the massacre of Fontana Alba. The massacre in Fontana Alba occurred on April 1, 1941 in North Bukovina. Around 2,000 civilians near Fontana Alba village, Romania, were killed by Soviet Union soldiers who were on duty at the borderline. This tragic event was memorized with the name Fontana Alba Massacre. The last event was in 2009 when Albania and Croatia officially joined in NATO. Albania and Croatia officially joined in North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, on April 1, 2009, even though a few years before, Albania was a member of the Warsaw Pact, an organization which has goal to organize itself from the possible threat of NATO alliance. But Albania came out in 1968 before Warsaw Pact dismissed. Listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you some events and information which happened on April the 1st in our regular program Today in History.
Semudah itu kau tulis kembali kisah cinta yang berakhir luka. Hadirmu tak mungkin ku sambut lagi karena ada dia di hatimu. Dulu kau yang pergi meninggalkanku. Kini kau kembali tawarkan berjuta mimpi. Pergilah, cintamu bukan untuk padanya. Tak perlu lagi kau ungkit cerita, biar berakhir di sini. Ku relakan kamu dengan dirinya, dengan dirinya. Hadirmu tak mungkin ku sambut lagi karena ada dia di hatimu.
Listener, that was the first song entitled Bukan Untukku or Not For Me, sung by Hanindia. Listener, hopefully you will stay tuned to us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you the focus information on our segment My Indonesia under the topic Automotive Exports Targeted to Reach 450,000 in 2019. For more details, it will be presented by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program My Indonesia. The topic of My Indonesia today is automatic export targeted to reach 450,000 units in 2019. The Gaikindo Indonesia International Auto Show Automatic Exhibition was officially opened in Surabaya, Jawa on Friday, 29th of March. The exhibition is organized by the Indonesian Automotive Industry Association, Gaikindo. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto, when opening the exhibition, said that the export of completely built-up CPU cars had reached 264,000 units, completely knocked down CKD around 82,000 units, bringing the total to 346,000 units. The Minister of Industry targets the national automotive export to be able to penetrate 450,000 units this year, along with the optimization of local components, which increase every year. Minister Erlangga said that the automotive industry is now one of the mainstay sectors in supporting the national economic growth. Therefore, the government prioritizes the development of the automotive industry in order to be more competitive globally, especially amidst the digital era. He also emphasized that the government keeps creating a conducive business climate in a bid to boost the addition of new investments and business expansion in the automotive industry sector. Minister Airlangga Hartarto also pointed out that national automotive products had been competitive in the international arena. This competitiveness is inseparable from the optimization of local components. According to Minister Airlangga, the level of domestic components is the key to success of the national automotive industry sector, and this is expected to be hub for the ASEAN market, even the Asian level. Minister Airlangga added that in the domestic market, Indonesia is superior to Thailand. He targets the production will be able to reach 1.5 million units by 2020. He appreciated the implementation of the 2019 Gaikindo Indonesia International Auto Show, which pays attention to the transfer of information and technology and innovation of motor vehicles, especially cars. He hopes that this series of exhibitions featuring the latest products and technologies for commercial vehicles can run smoothly and provide a positive role for the automotive industry in Indonesia. Meanwhile, General Chairman of Gaikindo, Johannes Nanggoy, wants the implementation of Gaikindo Indonesia International Auto Show in Surabaya to be one of the important elements to push the growth of national economic growth. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Hari demi hari dan juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar, ternyata bukan milikku. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya, ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari cintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau segera melupakannya, berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam. Yeah.
apa diriku menginginkan dirimu pergi hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Demi Hati or For the Sake of Heart, sung by Yofi and Nuno. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, would you like to find more information about Indonesian beauty, Indonesian traditions, and also local wisdoms? Check out our next segment about Indonesian Wonder, in which we will present you a tradition from West Java province in Indonesia. To find out more information about tradition, let's listen to the next segment, Indonesian Wonder. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you to Ngarut tradition from West Java. Stay tuned. Ngarut tradition is a traditional ceremony of Lelea village, Lelea district, West Java. This tradition has the meaning of being grateful of planting season or harvest season. The ceremony is usually held on Wednesday, on the third week in November or December. It is conducted because Wednesday is considered a holy day and a good day to plant rice. Ngarut comes from Sundanese language, which is one of the local languages in Indonesia, which means drinking. While in Sanskrit, Ngaruat means free from the god's curse or sin. The first Ngarut culture was conducted by Ki Buyut Kapol, a figure who was loyal and influential in Lelea village. He was willing to give his rice field as wide as 26 square meters as realization of Ngarut event and welcomed by Lelea villagers. The ceremony is usually conducted by youths of the Lelea village. Ngarut ceremony consists of three parts, namely parade, giving and performance party. The participants who take part in this tradition must wear typical clothes. Girls wear kebaya with shawls and accessories such as necklace, bracelet, ring, brooch, gold safety pin and hair ornament, while young men wear komborang clothes and gombrang pants or loose pants and headbands. The ceremony usually begins at 8:30 a.m. and all the participants of this tradition gather at house of village chief to be made over. Thus, the youths parade to go around the village. Afterwards, the participants enter village's hall and they are usually welcomed by regional dancers. Then they start performing the main event by first opening, reading Ngarut history, welcoming speech of village chief, and handing over process to the youths. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Thank you for listening.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in composition. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is bertemu teman lama or meet old friend. Next is a conversation about bertemu teman lama or meet old friend. Tony is in Prambanan Temple area, accompanied by tour guide. Coincidentally, Tony meet with Joko, his friend. Percakapan sudah direkam. As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kamu Tony kan? Kamu Tony kan? Which means, you are Tony, aren't you? Or, you are Tony, right? Wah, kamu masih ingat aku. Wah, kamu masih ingat aku, which means, great, you still remember me. Saya senang bertemu kamu di sini. Saya senang bertemu kamu di sini, which means, I'm glad to meet you here. Maaf, maaf. In English, sorry or excuse me. Bukan, bukan, which means, not, orang Inggris, British, musim panas, summer. Listener in the dialogue, Joko was very
voice off Indonesia.
That was the third song by Niji entitled Hancur Aku.
He wanted to make sure by asking,
hopefully you will stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia listener, because for the next segment we will present you a lesson of Indonesian language.
Ulang.
In our program, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
In the context of conversation,
we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions to help you understand Indonesia in fun and easy way. This program is a joint initiative between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development and Cultivation Agency at Ministry of Education and Culture. For this topic, we will present you a segment called Meeting an Old Friend. Hopefully, you will enjoy the lesson and happy learning.
Anda Tony bukan? Which means, you are Tony, aren't you? If you are in the situation and apparently what he or she mean is not you, you can say, maaf, saya bukan Tony, which means, sorry, I'm not Tony. Some other examples. Maaf, Anda Tony bukan? Which means, excuse me, you are Tony, right? Oh, maaf, saya bukan Tony, which means, sorry, I'm not Tony. Kamu orang Inggris kan? Which means, you are a British, right? Bukan, saya bukan orang Inggris. Which means, no, I'm not a British. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Tony? Kamu Tony kan?
Joko?
Iya, aku Joko. Wah, kamu masih ingat aku.
Tentu.
Apa kabar?
Baik. Wah, aku senang bertemu kamu di sini.
Aku juga, Ton.
That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, This edition has been helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow. For more interesting topics, sampai jumpa.
Jatuh cinta karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Ku rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu. Oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang mau. Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap mau kada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was our next song entitled Tolong or Help by Budi Doremi. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next, we will inform you about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we present you to a Kroncong song entitled Sapu Tangan. This song was created by Indonesian Kroncong maestro Gesang. It tells about a handkerchief as souvenir received from the lover when they firstly met. This handkerchief saves memories when the couple lover promises to live together forever. But now it is only becomes a memory. The song Saputangan will be dedicated to you by Ismanto in today's music corner, one of Indonesia's talented Kroncong singers. His strong vocal character is very suitable to sing Kroncong songs. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Saputangan by Ismanto.
Sapu tangan yang harum baunya menawan hatiku. Basah air mataku karena datangnya tangisku. Sapu tangan yang dulu ku terima dari kekasihku. Pada masa dahulu berdua pertama bertemu, penuh dengan rencana dan janji telah disetujui. Meskipun bagaimana terjadi sehidup semati, sapu tangan di waktu sekarang bagai puranku. Karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan diriku.
Of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. sapu tangan yang harum baunya menawan hatiku. Basah air mataku karena datangnya tangisku. Sapu tangan yang dulu ku terima dari kekasihku. Pada masa dahulu berdua pertama bertemu, penuh dengan rencana dan janji telah disetujui. Meskipun bagaimana terjadi sehidup semati, sapu tangan di waktu sekarang bagai karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan diriku.
Aku menyentuh awan berwaktu-waktu. rasa mendengarkan jiwaku berkata-kata. Tak mungkin aku abaikan kata hati. Ku harus jujur pada hatiku. Kau dan aku tak bisa bersama bagai syair lagu tak berirama. Selamat tinggal kenangan denganmu. Senyumku melepaskan kau pergi. Engkau bukanlah sebuah kesalahan. Tak pernah aku menyesal mengenalmu. Tapi biarkanlah aku terbang bebas mencari cinta sejati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hapuskan lelah jiwaku.
Listener, thank you very much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through our frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget, listener, you can also participate by giving your criticism and also your suggestions through our email address, voi@voinews.id. And don't forget to check out our other social media such as Facebook on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and also Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter account @voiindonesia.